Hey y'all, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace, of course, is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. And you can try Squarespace right now by going to squarespace.com and entering offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. That's READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. And now let's move on.
Hey guys, I hope that you are keeping your eyes on your credit score these days. It's one of the most important numbers in your life. And with the great folks over at Credit Karma, you can keep tabs on that score and plenty of other useful information for the absolute free. All you got to do is text READ, that's READ, to 89800 to download the free Credit Karma app and get yourself started. Go ahead, let them know that we sent you, and let's start the show.
Na, 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 na.
What is this?
I don't know.
Na, 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 na.
Oh, it's a theme
hey,
song.
Hey, cool. Na, 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 na.
Is it?
Na, 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 na.
Oh my God, I know this.
Just do it.
Is it Hey Dude?
Hey Dude.
Okay, maybe not.
It's Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, Clarissa Explains It All, of course. You don't remember Hey Dude? The white kids on the ranch for like summer camp or something?
You've just explained
Hey
right.
Dude. And they had like one black dude and it was like, they were on like a ranch. It was like a
everything
farm
you
or something.
Just said okay. Was reason enough for me not to know what the fuck
that little
about.
5-year gap or whatever we have between our ages is significant because you don't be remembering a lot of the stuff that was dope when I was
hey,
a kid,
dude.
Whatever.
It's I remember Eat Your Shorts.
I'm almost salute your shorts.
Salute your shorts. Whatever.
Okay. Okay. Let me make sure it was really called Hey Dude because I might have been wrong.
That feels.
I could have sworn. Yes, it was Hey Dude. Yes, from 89 to 91. So you
girl,
were-
I was like a smooth 2 and
whatever.
I was reading like Dr. Seuss books or something probably.
Yeah, okay.
I remember sure you- Pete and Pete.
Well, I mean, Pete and Pete is legendary. Everybody remembers Pete and Pete. It's fine. Yeah, they do. That was in the golden days of Nickelodeon as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm Pete.
Okay. Well, I'm Ruby Johnson.
And this is The Read.
Blackish gets better and better every week.
I'm just so...
It's so fucking
excited
good.
About that show. Like, every so week, good. It's just so funny. It's just, like, I love it so much.
When she said that she had explained their absence at church by saying that Anthony Anderson was fighting
the Taliban. Like, just how somebody's mama would say it.
I fell the fuck out. Like, just in tears.
And then she said it again at church, which is a lie.
Right. Like, girl, why do you do this? But she talks just like somebody's old ass auntie. I love it.
So.
Anyway.
Very interesting week. So much, I guess, that we could talk about. Why waste any time since we do want to go home and watch, you know, The Blackish.
Right. We have to get out here in time to go look at Blackish.
So, Black Excellence this week is going out to a filmmaker by the name of Chelsea Woods. She's working on a short film called Fog. And it is about a woman named Valerie who is a successful African-American corporate lawyer and her daughter is coming home from college and everything seems like everything's going perfectly for her mm-hmm. on surface. But she struggles with depression and anxiety, which I guess they kind of, they use like a 90s sitcom style humor to, I guess, illustrate when she's going in and out of depression or something
oh,
like that. I don't
okay.
know. It's just like, I watched a teaser for it. They were on Indiegogo, I think, through the summer. And it just seems like a really good film. It seems very funny and serious and awesome. And I read an interview on, I think this is acrocollective.net, where Chelsea talked about her own dealings with depression and the African-American community kind of turning their backs on mental illness. And so this is like her project to kind of shed light on that. And it seems okay. very well shot. And I like the 90s sitcom aspect of it because who the fuck doesn't love 90s sitcoms? So, you know, I'm excited to see okay. it.
Dope
and
list.
That whole thing. So shout out to Chelsea Woods for making great movies and things of that nature. Fog. I think you can go to, let me find you the social media. You can go to facebook.com/fogtheshort for more information about it. So go and support, you know.
Sounds good. Shout out to her.
Black Indie Films.
Congratulations.
Now,
on to the bullshit.
This weekend. Ah, here it goes. I just felt like sticking with the Nickelodeon. Yeah. Do you know that they have this thing called the Splat on like Teen Nick or one of those Nickelodeon sub channels? But it's like throwback Thursday.
I was gonna say, is it throwback Nick shows? Because what used to be the Splat? They had like gunk or something. They had like a Nickelodeon goo. Do you remember that shit?
Yes.
And they would like sell it in stores.
My mother would never buy that. Ever.
I got it one time.
I'm not letting you play with snot.
It was like a deliberately goopy substance that was like
disgusting.
Guaranteed to ruin your carpet.
And then little kids would like push it in the thing and it would make fart noises. Horrible.
What
toy.
Was that called?
Who gives a damn? I'm glad it's gone.
Shit. Man, wow. My youth was a trip.
Anyway, they play like Keenan and Kale, all that. They play Clarissa, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes, Are You Afraid of the Dark used to scare the shit out of me, legitimately.
So good.
Couldn't take it.
I actually watched one of those episodes a few nights ago and I was like, this is kind of terrifying.
It was scary.
Really horrible. Like, children are supposed to watch.
I am terrified of the dark now. It was like Goosebumps books.
The Journey of Alan Strange. I'm waiting to see Alex Mack. It's a great little thing, even though it comes on at like 3:00 in the morning. Like, girl, who's watching this besides me?
All the stoner 20-somethings, nostalgic for their younger days. All y'all.
Halle Berry is getting another divorce.
That's cool.
She and her now ex-husband are citing irreconcilable differences, which to me kind of means like Halle was bored.
Is this like, the fine white one?
I guess that depends on your definition.
She always has a fine man. I just don't remember if this one was white or not. Like, the last time I heard about Halle Berry, it was like two men fighting over her and her baby
from,
or
like,
something.
Spain or like.
Right.
Or
yeah,
Italy,
he's something. Not like all the way. Like, I'm like.
He's like European.
Whitish, like a flavored white. But yeah, something. Yeah. He's
like a chai.
That. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it seems like, you know, they had a prenup in place. It seems like they're trying their best to be respectful of one another and end things, you know, on a happy note for the kids and so on and so forth. I found it very interesting that earlier, Terry McMillan apparently tweeted who wrote How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Which is kind of the story about her going to Jamaica and finding the first butch queen to take back to America with her.
Which is like in real life.
Like, but in like real life.
What she did was like went to Jamaica and found herself a closeted homosexual.
A nigga
and
with hazel colored contacts.
Bitch, straight wear. Straight wear, girl.
And like a box kit perm.
The nigga, yes.
And he brought him to America to be your husband.
It was like he wanted to be a DeBarge so bad. He tried his very hardest. That nigga put in that baby perm. So
he looked like a DeBilge, right? She tweeted something like, Halle Berry should give up on marriage.
Yeah. Let go of the idea of marriage or something like that.
But, sweetie, you brought a whole entire homo over here and then had a movie.
Right.
With Angela Bassett and Taye Diggs and all of this stuff.
Best-selling book.
And as soon as that queen went to Esco's for the first time, he was like, oh no, I can't do this anymore.
I thought I could lie and smash this old lady for the rest of my life and I just cannot.
Like, I can actually be a bottom here and not worry about,
right,
you know, being
I'm
chopped
free to
bits
spread my
immediately.
Legs and bend over as much as I want to. Like, he just needed you to get the fuck up out of there, girl. And once he got to America, it was over.
So, like, Terry, with all due respect, girl.
Right, because it's not like I don't enjoy Terry. Terry McMillan's one of them people that was kind of ruined for me by social media, kind of like Tyrese.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I still enjoy your work, but I just wish I didn't know so much of your personal thoughts because they tend to be just not the best. And even if I got what you were saying, how are you qualified to tell somebody else to give up on marriage? Like, you just, this ain't your place at all. Because we all know about the gay ass nigga you brought home, sweetheart.
Like the super gay ass nigga.
But okay. All right.
So let's talk about Beyonce.
Yes. Let us talk about Beyonce.
So I guess Ciara had like a Halloween slash birthday party.
I think it was like a Halloween themed birthday party. If your birthday is this close to Halloween, you probably...
I mean, why not? I guess.
Yeah. It's a fun thing.
I guess the theme was superheroes or some shit. All of the women who were, or most of them, I guess, who were invited or who showed up were dressed as different superheroes and things of that nature.
Yeah, that was cute.
I'd say approximately 750 of you tagged me in this photo of Beyonce dressed up as Storm from X-Men.
Yes.
I think that she pulled it the fuck off. You know, she was very specific about which Storm costume she wore. Mm-hmm. She got that shit done. She was like, you know, she probably had Blue Ivy bring her one of the comic books or something on her iPad.
Right.
And like point to Storm, and she just went to Parkwood and was like, make it.
Show me the baddest Storm outfit. Where is it at? Like, let me see it. And she wasted no money. Like, did you see that wig? Even the edges on, like, the silver wig. It was like...
You got a Storm lace front built just for you?
Like, this bitch has a hairline right now. Like, what the fuck? It looks like this
braid. What is going on? And then I think Miss Tina was dressed as Harley Quinn.
Was that Miss Tina?
That's what I heard.
Really? That was her?
I don't know. For sure.
I mean, stunned.
Angie was there. Kelly was there.
Well, it was Angie's birthday. And I think that's how Beyonce ended up there. Because honestly, why would Beyonce just go to see her party?
That explains literally everything.
And so Angie was like, oh, let's go to Sierra's party for my birthday. It's like, oh, I mean, it's Sierra's party. But it's like, you know, your cousin slash best friend's birthday. You gonna go anyway. You are.
Anyway, somebody was dressed as Harley Quinn, and I was told that it was Miss Tina.
It looked like it could have been.
It looked like it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been a cousin that looked a lot like her, or I don't know. I have no idea. Either way, they pulled that shit the fuck off. I was just, you know, obviously standing and just so proud that she took time to tap into, you know, maybe a small nerd portion of her life and pull that costume off. That was very, very exciting.
I just know she saw the picture and was like, oh, I can do this. Like, please, I'm going to be gorgeous. Whatever. This is
and as
nothing.
A woman who can certainly fly as well as control the weather, it's just appropriate.
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
I'm tired of y'all photoshopping that picture of Beyonce and that white man though and putting Sierra next to her. Like, they did not take no picture together. That is not them hugged up.
I saw that bullshit. And my first I said, you know what? It was Sierra's party. Sierra was Catwoman. Her costume was real cute too.
It was.
And so I was like, you know what? They're splicing them together to show you, oh, look, they both had on these, like, these costumes. But I know that was certainly some Sierra fan who was uber excited that Beyonce was at her goddamn function and decided to Photoshop that together.
No, sweetie. No, you
like
won't.
They were hugged up. And I'm gonna let you have it. Like, you know what? At the end of the day, that bitch was at her party and she ain't coming to mine. So fine.
That's
like,
true. You do have the point.
You like, have the point. Like
Beyonce
you,
did come to your party.
She was at
she
your
would
function.
Never come to mine. So, okay. Yes. Maybe, you know, she didn't come to see you. Maybe she didn't even speak to you the whole night. Nobody really knows.
And they did end up taking that, you know, squad South Florida picture that you take in front of the backdrop. Like,
yes.
Like, they did take that together.
They did.
So absolutely have it. And we're going to get to somebody who is a bigger fool than Sierra in just a moment anyway.
Oh, shit.
So,
did you see the picture of Sierra and Russell, though, in the car? He was dressed up like Batman, and they were, like, in the Batmobile together. So,
girl.
Like, corny white.
I don't need to.
Look at that. Look at them. They're adorable. You love it.
I bet you he sewed her costume together for her.
Okay.
He probably did the stitching and all.
It's like, hold on, let me fix your mask real quick. Like, yeah. it's not fleeky.
What
like
is this
be.
Lip? What is this? Where are your lashes?
Look
I don't
at his
know.
Face. He's so serious, too.
Ciao.
Oh, I hope they work out.
Beyonce is also set to appear on Lip Sync Battle on Spike
yes,
TV.
Yes, I heard that.
Against Channing Tatum.
Okay. I don't really. It seems like a name I hear white girls go up for a lot, but...
I hear black girls go up for Channing Tatum too. I don't personally get it, but again, have at it.
Was he in like a stripper movie?
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Looking at him, he kind of looks like Marky Mark. So I can't say that I'm.
I think I could.
He's kind of like a Marky Mark Macklemore hybrid.
Wow.
I'm just saying the upper half of his face.
Why don't you just shoot him?
Jesus. Anyway, he's so lucky he gets to be on Lip Sync Battle with Beyonce. Like,
I'm not excited about this.
Why not? It's gonna be
like
cute.
I kind kind of feel like Beyonce,
like she's too good.
Yeah.
But it's a fun show.
It is a fun show. And you know something, like, sure. The only thing that I think, like, I'm excited about the fact that, because I've watched it a bunch of times, mm-hmm. they had, like, I guess around maybe the second round where the performer has, like, a song that I guess they choose ahead of time and they put together, like, a whole routine for that song. So you already know that she has called Ashley, Kim, Danielle. She's called everyone. She's got, like, I already know that whatever that is, right, is going to be crazy. That part of it.
And I know the producers are like, people typically don't bring, like, their own professional dancers. Beyonce's like, this is not your typical
Shut your mouth.
Episode.
And get out of my way.
So didn't nobody ask you for all that feedback, girl? I'll come to your set and do what I want, and you'll be glad about it.
So that should be fun and exciting, I suppose.
It should, even though you're not excited for it.
I mean, I'm going to be excited. It's kind of like when I first heard 7-Eleven, and I just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
you just
kind of
do, maybe.
But then the video kind of brought it all together, so who knows? Maybe it'll be cute.
Marijuana is what brought 7-Eleven together for me, personally.
All right.
But the video was amazing, too, obviously.
Okay.
Huh.
Enough about the queen.
Let's talk about how we ruin the future.
We did?
Not that future. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the literal future. Like,
like in time.
Like, I don't know what it is about this program, but we talk about things on here, and then like 12 hours later, something related to it just... So last week, we very briefly talked about Meek Mill
how we were
very convinced that he could very easily have his career jump back into a great place as a street nigga and rapper and things of that nature, mm-hmm. as long as he did what? Shut his mouth.
And then as soon as we left the studio.
I mean the moment.
Like, it was literally the same night. It was unbelievable. Like, we had just said this.
The moment. So, Wale, who is also signed to Maybach Music,
mm-hmm.
was on The Breakfast Club, I think. Yes. And they asked him about Meek Mill. I think that Wale and Meek Mill have had some, like, brief issues before. Mm-hmm. They have.
Yeah,
where he was saying,
gone
like,
through this before.
You didn't promote my album.
Wale is mad at... Wale. Meek Mill is mad at everybody who didn't promote his album. Like, and I just feel like this is kind of an attitude that's going around these rappers. Like, everybody is really in their feelings because they felt like nobody tweeted about their shit. Like, nigga, really? This is what drives y'all? This is enough for you to be like, I got an issue with this nigga now? Okay. All right. It sounds childish.
When asked about his opinion on the beef with Drake and Meek, Wale said something like, I think he brought a pencil to a gunfight.
Well,
that was probably one of the first things that niggas ever said I agree with.
Right.
So there's that.
I mean, I'm just gonna wait for the lie because I ain't heard it yet.
There isn't. And
you
I'm,
sure did bring a pencil to a gunfight.
No,
you got
falsehood.
Your ass whooped on a global stage. So
clearly so sensitive about it too. But I mean, like,
who
it.
Wouldn't? That's a big L. Like, Meek Mill is still taking that L from Drake. He is. It's still going on. So
Meek then hopped on Instagram, where the niggas go to, you know, release their feelings. And he said, niggas be doing all this to drop a new record gossiping about their hoe ass feelings and their personal life because they miserable and don't nobody rock with them. Really stay away from me. You not MMG no more. This why you can't get my number, you a hoe. It's much, much longer.
This is why you can't get my number, really? What kind of hood rat curve tactics, right?
I'm off this internet. I don't speak on MMG in interviews unless it's good. We don't want to hear you no more. Go jump off a roof like you've been trying to do. That was not kind.
Oh, wow.
He's not MMG.
That's rude. Damn.
I'm making that call. He's not MMG. He's been trying to call me saying Rose owe us money, blah, 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 whatever. So it was just like this long Shade Room featured rant about, you know, emotions and things of that nature. Meanwhile,
Jesus.
They had a performance, Wale, with DJ Khaled. somewhere in the US, I guess.
Okay.
And Rick Ross posted it on Instagram with a caption that says, never question the empire, hashtag MMG, in support of his, you know, dreadheaded wonder.
Never question the empire, really. That's real cheesy. Like, come on.
All right, Lucius.
Like, that's just so dramatic. It sounds like something straight off television.
But again, that is nothing but embarrassment for young Meek Mill, because here you go on this whole entire rant trying to kick this nigga out of a company that you don't own.
Right.
And then your boss comes around like 2 smooth days later, if then, and it's like, I don't know what the fuck that nigga needs to talk about. He needs to calm the fuck down. But
Lord.
He also came and said that they're working on new music and everyone is great together, and he bought the whole crew a pack of Nihilators to share, and I guess they're all fine now. Whatever.
That's what y'all claim. It just, we'll see.
I mean, I only mention it because it's like, we keep saying on this show, oh, this nigga gonna get it together. Oh, that bitch gonna get it together.
And then they never do.
2 hours later, they're like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, you lying queens.
Right, like, oh, you niggas have faith in me? Oh, y'all thought maybe I was gonna have my shit together and make some positive decisions? Nah, fuck y'all. That's exactly what Meek Mill did.
So, there's a boxer in Philadelphia that goes by the name Yusuf Mack.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard anything about this.
Not at all.
It is just ridiculous.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how well or not well he has been doing in the realm of boxing, but he apparently is quite known in West Philadelphia, born and raised. For throwing his hands in the ring and so on and so forth. Recently, however, Yusuf Mack was discovered to be having sex on camera professionally with 2 men.
Okay.
Keep in mind that he is also a father of 10.
Fun.
And engaged to marry a woman.
A woman. Okay. Super cute. So, how many baby mamas is that? Father of 10, I'm guessing 6 baby mamas.
I don't even have time for that math.
Okay.
Again, we have places to be.
You're right.
The point here is that this scandal just hit the internet.
Is he black? Must be.
Yes.
Okay.
And this was a video on Dog Pound. So he did this video with Dog Pound USA.
With Dog Pound?
Yes.
Jesus.
Like, of all the people, not no fucking iPad shot,
right,
backwater ass sketchy
on a
porn company.
Tripod.
I feel like Dog Pound has been around since I was like in high school or early college. Mm. Like, it's old.
Okay.
Like, it's like,
we know about this here.
I don't really know much about what goes on behind the scenes over there, but I feel like they're at least a company that pays their taxes.
Was it like a Mimi and Nico professional porn type of setup?
Like cameras, lighting,
set. Oh,
sets.
It was? Okay.
Yes.
Was there like a script, like, and everything?
Yes. Like storyline. They're giving you, the girls are working
what?
Out and doing push-ups and then dig.
So he's openly bi?
No.
Or, so
I'm getting to it.
Okay, because I'm real confused.
So, you know, I had to go and find this video. I had never seen it before.
Of course you did.
So I had to go and peruse the vidster. Didn't take too long to find it. And so this guy's excuse for being in this gay porn, this public gay porn from weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
Okay.
He says that he was drugged.
All right.
And he doesn't remember, and that he agreed to have sex with women on the film, but he apparently had a shot of vodka and took a pill, and that was the last of his memory, I guess. So he's trying to, I guess, go the Cosby route.
So, I mean, maybe you were drugged. I'm certainly not one to say that you were or weren't. I just don't see how drugs made you decide that fucking dudes was something that you would do, like,
or getting.
Right, or getting smashed by a dude. Like, if that's not something you would ordinarily do or be attracted to, how did the pill make that happen for you?
So here's the thing. He did seem pretty wasted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a threesome,
but like,
and it's all niggas, so I feel like
it seemed more like self-medication to me. Like, it seemed like he was like, look, I need some extra cash. I have 10 fucking kids.
Okay.
And, you know, Gerber's and Easy Mac and all that shit is not cheap. And so let me go out here and sell some dick. I've always heard that gay porn pays more than straight porn. And so he was like, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, pull out my activists and pop some pills and fight these demons.
Oh my god. Okay.
So,
but you didn't sign the release now and everything. So right. This porno is just on the internet.
So you agreed to have sex with women and you pull up to the set where they are offering vodka and random pills.
Right.
There's not a single vagina in sight. And you just to say, hey, let me get fucked up and sign all this paperwork and do all this and collect my money and all of that shit from this video that I shot like half a year ago or some whenever the fuck. But you don't.
I mean, because I'm trying to picture how a pill could make you like all of a sudden be cool
you
with dicks instead of like vaginas.
He was complimenting the dicks that were brought to the stage. You know what I'm saying?
What
like
a beautiful penis.
He was getting plunged, talking about, is that all you got?
Wow.
Like, this wasn't like he's at the very least, you should, sir. I don't know what to say.
It's clearly not your first time at the anal rodeo.
And if it was, you know, have at it some more. Maybe you learned that you like something new. Mm-mm. Because...
Mm-mm. Well, I guess you do. So, but trying to blame it on drugs or whatever. Like, see, you know you had deep inside this yearning to be pounded on camera. You know you did. Like,
no one drugged you, girl.
Because it just doesn't make any sense that that's what happened. Or I was drugged and I ended up fucking two dudes instead of two girls. Like, that just doesn't, no.
And so they drugged you and fucked you on camera. And this video been on the internet for that long. And you got paid for it. But you didn't tell anybody that a whole bunch of gay niggas drugged and raped you? Like,
or
that doesn't make
any
sense.
Maybe you're just gay or bi or whatever.
Or gay
else.
For pay. It really don't even matter. The point is that this is another situation where living in your goddamn truth would have benefited you more than telling a lie. Because Dog Pound is also a website that has some other nigga who claimed to be straight go on there and fuck a whole bunch of guys. And then I think he was like an aspiring rapper. And then it came out and was instantly on my vidster and the whole
world. Do they think nobody will see this?
And I think that his excuse was, oh, well, they superimposed my face on somebody else's body.
On a video for a whole, 30-minute video? Somebody else's. So they just cut your face out and just shopped it on into this video, girl. Just for the whole thing.
Of all of the freaky queens with Beijings that are ready and willing to have sex on camera, they said, let's find this random rapper that no one's ever heard of, or this random boxer, and let's drug him, or let's just use CGI, make it like, what?
And now your fiance got questions that you can't answer because you wanted to go get drilled on camera and act like the drugs made you do it. All right.
Like, gay for pay is a real thing. I used to think that, look, if you were ready to put a nigga's dick in your mouth or vice versa, then you are just gay. It's not really. There, I guess, are really niggas out here who are like, look, I just want this money. I can't promise you I'm gonna get hard, but
don't you have to? I feel like if you don't get hard, you probably don't get paid.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, maybe if you bottom the whole time, then it's not a requirement, but.
Look, she didn't stick her penis in anybody's shoot.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, yikes.
But she definitely seemed to be enjoying the.
I'm even more like, just no, nigga, no, you did not take pills and get fucked in the ass and not know that, like, that was what you saw. You did not. There was no way you didn't know that gay sex was what you came here for. There's no way. If a dick goes in my ass, I'm aware of it. Okay, I am. If I'm conscious, then I know that it's a dick in my ass.
He knew that. Okay, but your excuse is that you thought that you were filming with women.
All right,
but it's just like, that doesn't make any sense, sweetheart. You fuck some niggas, you wanted to get paid for it. You have 10 goddamn kids. I get it. Yeah. Whatever.
I've never even heard of this nigga, but good luck to you in figuring out who you really are and your journey to the truth, because I feel like your fiance most definitely has some questions for your ass now. What can you even say? Yeah, my bad. You know, I got fucked on camera, but it's no big deal, girl. Come on, quit tripping.
Speaking of questions, I have a few for Black China.
Nah, I don't.
So there have been these rumors going around for quite a bit that Black China is now dating Future.
Mm-hmm.
That Future we're talking about. Nevadius, however you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
I didn't really pay any attention to that because A, I don't care, and B, I felt like that was kind of sad. I'll explain why in a second. She made it even more sad when she went on Instagram and posted a photo of a new tattoo that mm-hmm. she got on her wrist mm-hmm. That just simply says future. And the caption for the photo was, thought it was a drought.
It's like on the side of her hand, too. It's like...
It's not small by any means.
It's horizontal and huge. It's just like the whole side of her hand just says future now.
So...
Girl!
You've been allegedly seeing this man mm-hmm. for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And you felt like now was a great time to get Sierra's baby's name tattooed on your wrist.
Not even Future's name. Future's kid's name. Like, and you had that put on your body after, have y'all been fucking for, I mean, it could not be more than 6 weeks. You decided to get this man's name put on your body, really, girl? And not even a whole day later, here come Future, like,
single and focusing on what makes me happy. You know I don't fuck with no rumors. That is what Future tweeted on his Twitter for the tweets. Mm. And after that, and loads of laughing at Black China's expense, she removed the photo from her Instagram.
Oh, well, honey, it's far too late for that.
I mean, there's no...
20 seconds after you hit publish, it was too late for that because somebody already had a screenshot. There's no deleting. What is deleting? Girl, stop this. We've seen it. We all know just how dumb of a bird you are.
Just don't get it done in the first place. Here's the thing. You know,
a nigga who don't even claim you. You got a tattoo of a nigga who don't even claim you.
That's worse than the matching dreads.
It is. I can't even believe people asked, like, which is worse? At least Sierra could cut that shit out of her head, wash it, and get another sew in.
And she did when they were together, still.
Right. And they were together. Like, they were engaged when she got them matching dreads. Now, maybe it looked ridiculous or it was like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? But at least it wasn't like, come on, it wasn't a tattoo.
Permanent.
And not even like China got a tattoo of a nigga she's fucking, like not even somebody who is in a committed relationship with her or is even willing to publicly say, yes, that's my bitch. Like, this nigga turned around and was like, oh, I'm super single, so I mean, you thought it was a drought, like whatever you thought it was, bitch, I don't know, but that's not what's going on over here.
The earth would literally have to crack open and you would have to save me and every other one of my family members from death and then treat us to Popeyes and then like rock us to bed at night so that we don't have like, you know, like post-traumatic stress or something mm-hmm. like that for me to even think about tattooing your goddamn name on me. I'm never doing
I'm
it.
I'm not doing
And that's
it.
No shade to you girls who have gotten niggas' names. Some people have tattoos of exes' names on their body and they don't feel no kind of way about it.
My
because
ex?
Maybe that person, you know, they ended things nicely, maybe that person passed away, maybe they just don't give a fuck. There's lots of people, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
I don't have tattoos of people's names who I have loved my whole life,
right?
Who have loved me my whole life and always will unconditionally.
Exactly,
I'm not getting no niggas tattooed, no niggas name tattooed nowhere near me.
If I don't have my mama's name, if I don't have my nephew's name, then please believe a nigga is not making his way over here.
You are the lowest on the list.
Like of everybody in my life
that I would tattoo on my black body to be there forever. I'm never doing it.
Child.
And here comes Milan Christopher. He posted some shit on Instagram talking about, oh, my friend China is tripping. She's gonna regret this. I'm calling her right now, sweetheart. Don't you have matching tattoos with your on again, off again piece of fake trade? This isn't yours. Like,
you have the same exact storyline going on, and you fucking with a nigga who just now told his ex-girlfriend that he was gay like 6 weeks ago.
And can we briefly address Mama and her pigtails showing out on the sidewalk,
Ashley,
talking about she wanted to call her
is.
Goddamn mama, sweetheart?
For what, girl? For what?
You knew. Everybody was saying that a nigga was gay all through high school. Your grandmama was laughing when you told her. Your sisters were kikiing, talking about they fucking knew. You knew that shit. You mean to tell me that everybody been calling this nigga gay since the dawn of time, and he just so happens to be always girl. Hanging out with somebody who's openly gay, but you didn't see that shit coming? No, girl, you were insecure as fuck, mm-hmm. and you thought that you probably couldn't do better, or this was the nigga that was, you know, he was using you as his beard yep. all throughout high school, and you just wanted to be with him. You probably feel like you couldn't do no goddamn better for whatever reason, and so mm-hmm. you were hoping that he was never ever gonna admit that shit, and he did, and on TV on top of that, and now you got fucking pigtails out here in an Instagram dress, and you're supposed to be the baddest bitch, oh and you feeling like, you know, whatever. No, I'm not here for it. I'm not interested. But mm-mm. that is completely off topic.
I mean, she has a baby by a whole nother nigga, so how deep in your feelings can you really be about this?
Nigga.
Y'all be people be acting like they are just so in love, and I can't believe this, and I've been with you for the past 10 years and shit. So then where did this whole ass of the baby come from? It was an episode of Catfish the other day I was looking at. Don't ask me why. And this girl was complaining that she thought her man, her internet boyfriend, was cheating on her. Her man that she had been with since like 1999. But then she had a 3-year-old baby by somebody else. And it's just like, how are you even in your feelings behind, I mean, catfish aside, like you really in your feelings behind somebody who could not possibly.
And furthermore, that nigga's not even dating you. And wasn't girl. Even dating. He didn't cheat on, what are you talking about?
Whatever.
What are you doing?
All right. You trying to tell me that young lady didn't know, sweetie, when your whole damn family, your auntie, your mom, all your sisters, all your friends, everybody's like, so your man likes to fuck niggas in the booty hole.
Her grandmama was sitting on that damn bed while
in
she
that
was
fucked
distraught.
Up shiny wig.
Ready to cackle. Oh my God, I knew it. Okay, keep going, because tell me the rest. Like,
yes.
She was key.
She was so
you
excited.
Know
yes.
She told all the Bible study that night.
She was like, I knew it. Now tell me what happened. Girl, everybody knew. You knew. You had, look at this nigga. He looked gay. This nigga.
The sister's crying sound. Well, let me not do that.
I mean, and her sister had told her earlier in the episode, like, you already know that it's some stuff. You're not stupid. Like, you need to just go ahead and accept what's really right in front of your fucking face, girl, because you cannot continue to be dumb about this.
Or learn to love yourself. And that is what I think I want to branch back out into
shows.
Black China with, is that I feel like there are just way too many women who are, like, lovely women, and it doesn't matter how much independence they have or how beautiful they are or how smart they are. There are just certain women who make niggas like the center or the forefront of their life.
Yep.
And like everything revolves around being with a nigga. And you know, the Kardashians have done it for years professionally. You know, yes. Amber has done it. Black China has done it. Loads of Rick Ross's fiance is doing it. It's just like so many women who come forward and they're like, everything that you need to know about me is that I date this nigga who is also not very nice to me. Mm-hmm. But I date him and he take me to the club and, you know, this is my bracelet. And so here we go. And it feels almost like Black China and, you know, women like her are just kind of accustomed to the nigga being like the center of your attention, mm-hmm. like revolving around that. And it's like, do other things besides starting a line
of gloss.
But
see, you can't. When your whole purpose in life is to be cute and have a man, then it's like hard for you to give a fuck about something else, or like hard for you to say, no, I'm not going to take this shit from these fuck niggas, because all you really care about is what a nigga can provide for you. You don't really care about being treated well or being in a healthy relationship. You care about whether a nigga has the money and the cars and whatever.
But I mean, look at Amber Rose, for instance. You said whatever the fuck you want to say about Amber Rose, I might agree with 75% of it. But at the same time, she just put out a book. She did the slut walk.
A book that I heard is terrible.
I've heard that it's not so bad, but I've heard mixed reviews about it. I mean, it's called How to Be a Bad Bitch.
I've heard there's some terrible advice in there, like,
it's Amber
ladies,
Rose.
And it's called How to Be a Bad Bitch. So
it's Amber.
Were y'all expecting some deep feminist theory out of this woman and this book? I don't know, but yeah.
But I mean, she definitely has had lots of conversation about women being able to be sexual, because sex is great, people love it, mm-hmm. and not being judged for it. So it's like, I feel like even though she will jump into, you know, back and forth drama with Wiz Khalifa or Machine Gun Kelly or whoever the fuck she happens to be dating at the time, she does still at least attempt to separate herself from niggas in some sort of way. And if that is me, you know, trying to speak to women and tell them, you know, do whatever you want with your labia majora or whatever the fuck, then it's like, that's her thing. Okay. But Black China, from what I have seen for the past year or however long, has been going at it with Kylie Jenner on Twitter and going back and forth with Tyga. And now you, you know, went to two stops on Future's tour and you got that nigga's name tattooed on your wrist. Do better.
Well,
you know
when she stops stripping, does she have another job? Does Black China have anything else to do? Like, because I can't think of anything she does for money. I don't know what she does. Does she post on Instagram?
I'm just assuming that she's one of those. I don't know what you would even call this type of woman. But she's one of those individuals like Drea who fucked some niggas and is famous for that and now has a line of bikinis or weed.
So they try to build a career off
or
fucking
lashes,
niggas.
Got or it. Lip gloss. Mm-hmm. Or belt buckles. Okay. Or jeans.
Or a beanies. Tooth whitening light. Shit y'all sell on Instagram. Tees and shit. All
and
right,
it's
girl.
Like, okay.
Okay. So this is what you do now.
Just right. Horribly embarrassing, girl. Take that shit. You need to tattoo back to the on top of that.
I mean, because you got to feel like a whole fucking fool. It would be one thing if you had Future. Even though Future on your hands, it just, there's really no coming back from that. You even put the niggas lyrics like in the caption of the picture, so
there was no confusion.
There's no ambiguity about it. You absolutely meant this nigga Nevadius DeMarco Fowler III or whatever his name is. Like, this is the nigga you was referencing. And so forever, or until you can get that shit lasered off, when people look at your hands, that's gonna be the nigga they think about. A nigga who turned around the next day and was like, well, I'm super single, so everybody, you know, have fun. I'm
she
swimming
needs, like,
in pussy, so.
Underneath it, in like much smaller letters, she should put, who knows what tomorrow brings. Who knows what tomorrow, because she didn't see that shit coming.
What a dumbass. I don't know how she couldn't have, but all right, girl.
You
hoes,
I mean,
do not be thinking shit through.
Pretty much all I've got. I know that the girls want us to talk about some story written by some stripper by the name of Zola.
So this is, I saw this on the internet earlier today and I clicked the link. Did you actually read it?
Jesus.
I stopped when she agreed to go to Florida with the bitch that she had met the day before.
So you didn't read shit.
I stopped at Florida. When they got to Florida, or she was like, yeah, I'll get in the car with you and go to Florida. And it was like some shit about dancing. And I said, oh, let me stop right the fuck
That's
there.
Literally chapter one.
How long is this fucking story?
I mean, if Lee Daniels isn't turning this into a screenplay, I would be surprised at this point.
It's that good?
I don't know if I would say it's that good, but it is. It was definitely quite entertaining and long as hell.
Well, what happened after our heroine got to Florida?
Let me see if I can break this down. And make
if you don't know what we're talking about, which you probably don't.
And you honestly don't need to, but I mean, if you're that interested.
I can't even explain it.
You could just go on Twitter or maybe even Google at this point and put Z-O-L-A and it's bound to pop up. Mm. So this is a woman, a black girl who
went.
You can
literally Google Zola Twitter story, and it's on Vulture and Time.
The Fader posted it.
Jesus,
it's
no way!
Complex.
It's on BuzzFeed.
It's
Bitch,
everywhere.
Are you joking?
It's everywhere.
And I stopped at Florida. Apparently, this is amazing.
It's the
on
most
Complex.
Ridiculous story I've ever, ever, ever read, and I don't believe maybe 60% of it.
Okay. I can't believe this is
a
on the internet like it is.
A little part of me feels like she may be a sociopath.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
All right.
Anyway, so.
Did she end up tricking?
The story is that they went to Florida. They danced together at some club. I guess they made like $800 a piece. That wasn't good enough for them. But she didn't just go down to Florida with the stripper, the white girl. She went down to Florida with that white stripper and her boyfriend, Jarrett.
Yeah.
And then some huge black random man who
I read
she
that part. I literally know. I stopped when they got back in the car and the dude was like, so how much did y'all make? And they was like, nothing. Because apparently I guess he was a pimp.
So he told
That's
them
That's where I was like, I have to stop. I can't read this.
He told them that it was time to start trapping, which I guess is prostitute code for sell that ass because we didn't, you know, make what we intended on making. So I guess at that point they go up to like a hotel room and the pimp set it up so that they could have some tricks come in there, and she was selling pussy for $100, but Zola was like, bitch, you're selling pussy for $100, hoe? Pussy is worth way more than that. So she started convincing her to sell it for $500, and she put like an ad on Backpage for her. And so then they started having like all of Tampa and
So they just had a parade of dicks?
West Palm Beach. I don't know. Like, everybody's just coming in there and fucking this girl and making all this money. And then the pimp comes back and then realizes they made like $5,000 or something crazy. And then he takes that money, gives her a fucking finder's fee or something. Zola, the white girl who sold pussy all night long, got nothing because she owed the pimp rent. And then the boyfriend is upset that she's been selling pussy all night, and he threatens to kill himself, and he's beating himself up because he's bipolar. Then there's some random Two Chains looking ass nigga who was there, and he disappears at one point. And then they decide to sell some more pussy because I guess the $5,000 wasn't enough. And then the nigga gets all upset and says, if you try and sell some more pussy, I'm gonna kill myself. And she's like, fuck that. You know, I'm gonna do what I want. And then he jumps off of a balcony, but he doesn't die because his pants got caught on the railing. And so then the pimp comes and pulls him back in. And then, like, they decide to start doing, like, out calls. And they're sending this hoe out to go sell pussy, like, throughout the Florida area. Wow. And she ends up at, like, the Two Chains nigga set them up and tries to, like, kidnap her. And so then they go over there with the pimp and the boyfriend. And then they shoot the guy in the face. And then they escape. And then they get in a car. Like,
are you fucking kidding me? And you read all this.
And she's like key-keying the whole time. Like, she's laughing the whole entire time. She's like treating this like it's hilarious. Like, fuck you mean $100, bitch? You need to get your life together. What the fuck? Bitch, I'm not going home. You mean I'm gonna get another 800? Hell yeah. Like,
wow.
And niggas got shot. It was like,
okay, girl.
Tyler Perry presents The Hangover Hood.
So it's probably just some joke then, some Twitter joke. It doesn't even sound like it could be real life, because why would you sit up and tweet that whole, like, insane story?
Because people are crazy.
Okay. All right, girl.
Because even if it's true, why would you incriminate yourself like that?
Exactly.
Why would, like, you go on the internet and tell everybody that
I saw a murder,
were selling hoes, and that you were also part of a fucking murder in some fucking hotel, random hotel, and that some white boy tried to kill himself, and then you post everyone's photos on top of that.
Right.
Like, it just...
That's what sounds ridiculous, because it seems like any real nigga, or shit, anybody, really, you witness all that shit, the last thing you're gonna do is get on the internet and publish everybody's pictures.
I'm taking that shit to my grave.
Right, exactly. Nobody will ever know I had this fucked up few days in Florida, however long she was there. So I guess she's home safe now. Like,
it seems that
back
way.
Back to stripping in
she
Philadelphia.
She posted a photo of the white girl, I think her name was Jess or some shit, and she apparently has a new boyfriend and a new baby, and like, she took out that horrible ombre or whatever curly weave that, you know, white strippers be doing when the white strippers dance at the black clubs, and then be getting like braids on the side, and then like a curly, like, mullet going down.
Yeah.
Like, she got like a normal white girl haircut, and like, she cleans her fingernails and like has a family now or whatever.
How crazy. What a mess.
Zola, why did you feel like that needed it to be? You should have just went ahead and pitched that shit to Centric or Lifetime and had them turn that shit into a film.
You should have emailed on and CC'd Tyler Perry, because this sound right up his motherfucking alley. Like, this sound like something he could not wait to ruin.
I don't believe most of that shit, but bitch, you need to be writing screenplays.
Right. If this all came out of your imagination, then girl, you need to be write some short stories this shit. You need to sit down with your laptop and just get all that creativity out.
There were cliffhangers and twist endings and like character development. It was great.
I mean, shit, she done had the whole damn internet going nuts. It's all over everybody's fucking blog. Like, girl, you need
because
to be-
why would you do this, sweet daughter? Why would you? For what?
Bitches is bored. This is all it is. People are bored.
Well, I don't know what the fuck people expected us to say about this shit outside of that.
When, like, she went to Florida with a bitch she didn't even know, that's when I was like, this...
And if you weren't going to go dance at King of Diamonds or even Tootsie's, then bitch, why did you even go?
Florida for the right, it's gonna have to be like the top strip club in Miami for me to just go. Bitch, you want me to pack up and go to Tampa or wherever the hell else y'all at? Girl,
I feel like Zola is a top of the line personage.
Like, okay, all right, I see what you mean there, and it's not. All right, so that is concluding our Hot Topics on today. And now we will take a short break.
Fuck is wrong with you? Answer the question.
Hey guys, if you're anything like us, then you're constantly worrying about running out of space on your phone, and you really hate when you get that your phone cannot take any more photos error message that pops up right as soon as you're about to take an amazing picture. Well, you guys, you don't have to worry anymore, because EverAlbum is here to save the day. EverAlbum is a free mobile app that automatically protects your photos on your phone, so you never have to worry about running out of space again. You can back up photos from your camera roll, Facebook, Instagram, Dropbox, all the sites you girls love. And they're always safe and secure in EverAlbum, and you can access them at any time. You can also view and share your throwbacks, engage with fun flipbooks, and print your photos onto individual prints and phone cases. You guys can check out EverAlbum right now exclusively for The Read listeners. They're offering unlimited photo storage for free. Just go to everalbum.com/TheRead and download on iOS today. That's everalbum.com/TheRead and download on iOS today. Never run out of space on your phone again. Take all the photos you want with EverAlbum and The Read. And now let's move on.
And we're back. It's time for listener letters.
It is. You can send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read it aloud on the show. What is in that? That smells good.
You know, it's chicken with some rice. I think it's pronounced vermicelli. Vermicelli. I don't know.
That's the kind of pasta you used. It smells good, whatever it is. Badass cooking bitch. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be trying or whatever.
So you're just going to eat in front of my face? It's
fine. I'm starving, and it's very important for me to eat on a schedule these days.
Okay. Well, we have an update from the girl at the London show who had the blue braids, and her job was like, you have to change your hair. Remember that?
I remember her.
Yeah. So she said, I thought to update you guys on my blue braids. September 30th came and went and nothing happened. So I thought it was cool to keep wearing my braids as long as the brighter half was wrapped in a scarf. However, on Monday, October 5th, I wasn't even allowed on the shop floor and was called to the office, where I was told that I would be suspended without pay until my hair was, quote, sorted. So I'm pretty sure that's British slang for like taken out, but maybe not.
Or almost just shade for like your hair is... You need to sort that out.
Oh, yeah. Like, fix that shit. Okay. Right. Well, I almost caved in and changed them because I was just plain tired, but I thought about the live show and the ancestors.
Absolutely.
So I came up with the genius idea to wear a wig over my braids, which was hot and as uncomfortable as you can imagine. October 26th was my last day at that awful establishment, and I now work somewhere where I can wear my own clothes. I'm paid more with a bonus every month. I have a 50% staff discount and the freedom to do whatever I please with my hair. So thank you guys so much. And also a huge thank you to the audience members who came up to me after the show and took my email address and resume. I was so overwhelmed by the kindness and genuine offers of help I received. I have filed a formal grievance against my former employer with a lot of legal terminology. So I will update y'all again on how much I get. I love
Damn
you.
Damn right. Because I was going to say, I'm glad that everything... You know, worked
yes,
out for the best.
Get your fucking money.
And that's great, but don't let them hoes get away with that bullshit. Who the fuck they think they
right,
are?
Girl. So congratulations. I'm going to leave her name out of that in case, you know, that helps fuck with our case. But shout out to you. I hope your new job is much better. And let's see. Let's start this week with a letter from Anonymous, and she says, I'm a big fan of the show, but I found myself in some mess, and I hope you guys will keep it 100% real with me. I've been
We're
dating.
Keep it 25% real.
No, like 30% real today. I've been dating my current boyfriend for about 6 months, and while I can say that I care for him, I don't feel like I'm in love with him. However, I have begun to develop strong feelings for his best friend, and I have made a terrible mistake.
I wonder what that mistake could be.
Whenever we are around one another, we tend to flirt and have playful banter. I try to keep my distance, but in a lapse of judgment, the best friend and I slept together. I feel awful about this, more so because everything just feels more right with him. The sex is way better than the sex with my boyfriend could ever be. To make matters worse, my boyfriend took me out to dinner a couple days ago and decided he was going to propose. This took me by complete shock, especially since we've only been dating for 6 months. And in the moment, with everybody looking at us, I panicked and said yes. I am definitely going to break it off. And my dilemma, the reason that I'm seeking advice, is because I don't know if I should break up with my boyfriend and pursue a relationship with the best friend, who is someone I think can be very special, or if I should just walk away from the both of them. I'd hate to come between their friendship any further, but I can't stop thinking about the what ifs. I've been struggling on what to do. Please help. Sincerely, Anonymous. So, girl, you found yourself in quite the pickle here. What do you think, Kid Fury?
No, she found herself with a pickle inside her.
Okay. I should have known you was going to do that.
I just don't.
I should have seen that coming. That was, I mean, right there in front,
you talking
of
about keeping it 100 because you know that you ain't shit.
Right. You knew. Like, you talking about I've made a terrible mistake by fucking with the boyfriend. You knew. Like, you said it your damn self that this was a stupid move. And I don't know what you think we going, like, what exactly should we say to you right now? Like, oh, hey, girl, it's perfectly fine to just dump your fiancé and get with his best friend. No,
well,
problems
you should
there.
Absolutely break things off with him because, A, yeah, you know, yeah, y'all have been together for 6 months. That's pretty weird. And B, you cheated on him with his best friend. So
I kind of feel like that should be A, but you know. It's just like,
I mean, I don't know why he's proposing after 6 months at all. That's,
well, that
kind
sounds
of weird.
Like some lesbian shit. Like, really? A nigga proposed after 6 months? What the hell are you doing? That's some new shit. But you knew you wasn't shit for fucking around with that man's best friend. You knew that, girl. Come on.
Well, you definitely, when you do decide to break it off with him, I think you should also go ahead and mention that you have been, you know, a mechanical bull riding his best friend.
Okay. So you think she should definitely disclose that information?
Absolutely. He has the right to know. You're fucking his friend. You're cheating on him, A.
Mm,
and you're,
yeah,
cheating,
okay,
on him with his friend, B. So both of y'all should probably sit him down and be like, so this is what we're doing. Past that, because I can't imagine that he's going to still want to be with your ass after that, which it doesn't seem like it's a problem for you because you don't even like the nigga. But, you know, whether or not you can get with this guy, the best friend, I guess that is up to you. And that's probably something where opinions will differ depending on who you ask. Personally, I feel like for you to even sleep with his best friend is tacky.
It
but
is.
For you to,
it was trashy,
break up with him and then go and date his best friend is also tacky. And then for your best friend to know that you had a man that was his best friend and fuck you anyway also kind of says a lot about him and the type of person that he is. And, you know, there's that saying, how you get him is how you lose him. So,
well, that's true.
You know, but good luck. I wouldn't do that shit. But, I mean, you obviously don't make great decisions.
I mean, but are you even sure that the best friend is, like, willing to be in a relationship with you? Maybe he's just interested in smashing because that's what y'all have been doing. Like, he might not even want to be with you. So you could have ruined the relationship you were in, which sounds a mess, to be honest.
That's, like, sound pretty bad.
The fact that this nigga's proposing after 6 months is a giant red flag to me. That just don't, that just does not make,
it's weird.
I'm sorry, that's not rational. That's not, no, mm-mm.
It's fucking weird, bro.
That would creep me out if a nigga proposed. Like, well, I've even known you for, have we even, it hasn't even been a year. Like, no, nigga, I don't even know you like that yet. So even though that relationship maybe wasn't gonna work out anyway, girl, the fact that you are fucking his best friend and then, like, you really think that this, the sex is so good that you could possibly have a relationship with him, like, please stop confusing sexual compatibility with, like, emotional,
but sex
and relationship
isn't the only thing
compatibility
she said, right?
Well, she said everything feels more right with him, but the only thing she clarified was the sex.
So, I mean, I guess that's the only thing she can clarify.
I think maybe you're developing strong feelings for him because you're fucking him and the sex is good. And it's very easy to start seeing the good in people once you've experienced some good dick.
Oh, girl.
It's so easy to see the good in niggas and ignore all the bad in them if you fucking them and the dick is good and you don't know them in any other capacity.
You can, like, still send him home. And I bet you he might, like, he'll still, you still get good dick,
right,
afterwards. I'm not even talking about this situation. I'm talking about anybody.
Yeah,
who gets good,
exactly,
dick or has
anybody,
somebody eat them real nice. Ooh. And then it's like, oh my god, I have got to, you know, go out and buff this nigga's Prius and cook him some like a big egg sandwich, and
yes,
I gotta just make sure that I'm on time when I get home every night just because he fucked you real good. What else? There's a million niggas who could fuck you real good.
Yeah. And I mean, girl, like, there's a whole thing of when you're in an affair, the two of you are seeing each other under, like, a very specific set of circumstances, and it's kind of, like, illicit and fun and dangerous and all this other shit. You take away, like, the whole sneaky aspect of it and the fact that y'all is running around and all this, and all of a sudden y'all supposed to be, like, public. First of all, niggas is gonna judge the fuck out of both of y'all for playing old dude who didn't deserve this shit. Like, if y'all did get together, everybody would be like, well, what's wrong with them hoes? Like, who does some shit like this? And secondly, y'all probably not gonna work out because you started under some real shady, fucked up circumstances, and it's very possible that neither one of you is ever fully gonna trust the other. So if I were you, I would just cut my ties completely.
It's like Olivia and Fitz.
Oh my God, them niggas. They
can't ever work out because neither one of them hoes are shit. And they steady trying to make that
so
shit work.
I am so fucking tired of Fitz. That nigga, it's like,
I just wish that somebody would shoot him again and make it stick. Like, just do right.
Oh my God, all of this behind so Olivia. Annoying. Like, y'all are just going through all this shit. Find some pussy. Like, you are just,
they're always ruining everyone else's damn lives.
About to get impeached behind some ass. What
to
is
get together.
Wrong with y'all?
And then in 2 minutes into them getting together, here go Olivia's lip trembling and she left her stove on, and then they hate each other. Like, no.
Well, is she in her feelings because Jake and his wife are together? Like, so
did you see the way that she looked at that nigga when he came in there with homegirl?
Yes,
like,
she was really,
no
she
room.
Away. Yes,
no,
she,
Alice in Wonderland. No room.
She really felt away, but the whole, like, girl, you doing all this shit with the president, you just ruined, like. But anyway, this
tell
is not
that nigga
about
that
Melly
you
and
slept.
Fitz.
Both of y'all should sit him down and tell him the truth and let him make his decision at past that. If you want to try and get with the nigga, I guess that's your prerogative. I think that it's tacky, and like Crystal said, it's probably not gonna work anyway because y'all started out on some, you know,
trash.
Seductive, scandalous, behind closed doors. What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home ass shit? So, good luck.
Just garbage, girl, but all right. Let us know how that turns out. Our next question comes from Brittany, who says, I'm a 23-year-old girl in Brooklyn, and I work for an online consultant-based women's clothing boutique. My boss is a 63-year-old white woman named Betty, who was transferred to the department I work in. We basically process all the online orders that come in every day, so obviously we do a lot of work on the computer.
Okay.
Miss Betty is not very computer literate, so she needed an extensive amount of help and training. Well, she's 63, right? So, I mean, computers were, like, not even really a thing. It was, like, only scientists used computers when she was coming up. So, anyway, I was the only one patient enough to help her learn. During this training period, me and Miss Betty became pretty close. She's a pretty sweet lady, and she told me all about her children and grandchildren and the things she cooks on the weekend.
But
we exchanged numbers.
But
to keep in contact, just in case anything were to happen.
However,
fast forward to last Saturday.
There we go.
At approximately 2:37 a.m., I received 4 photos from Miss Betty, and they were all of her in the nude.
Work, Betty! Yes!
These are some very X-rated positions of her with her legs spread, touching herself, a close-up of her breasts, and one with her ass up and her face down. Of course, I was shocked.
Betty
be getting it
better
in.
Go off. Waste time for what?
Of course, I was shocked and didn't know what to do or say, so I didn't say anything. I never responded to the text, and neither did she. I deleted the entire thread out of my phone. It's been a week and she still has not said anything to me at work or even looked in my direction. I know she is extremely embarrassed.
Well, because you didn't respond to her puss pics.
Well, I know she is extremely embarrassed, and I'm about 99% sure she sent them to me on accident. I haven't told anyone about this except my boyfriend and now y'all, of course, but I don't know what to do.
Hey, I'm just going to tell my boyfriend in the world.
Should I say something to her and let her know that it's okay and I know she didn't mean to send them and I have deleted them and won't tell anybody? Or should I just wait for her to say something while being super awkward at work every day? Thanks for the advice. I mean, right. If she did send these, first of all, shout out to Miss Betty for being 63.
Betty better go the fuck off.
And still being like, but this pussy works.
Listen. Age ain't nothing but a number. This libido ain't gone nowhere.
And as long as it still operates, honey, it functions the way it's supposed to, I'm going to use this cat. Just taking pictures.
Fuck that bullshit.
Miss Betty was like, I may not know how to work them computers, but child,
I can
get
send
this
a
self timer. I've been waiting on this technology to
don't
come.
Don't get it fucked up.
Y'all always talking about how your grandma and grandpa did this and that and everybody was proper back then and you wish relationships would go back to that shit. Please. Y'all's grandparents was raggedy and
they're
nasty
some freaks
as
too.
Hell. Damn sure was. And if camera phones and self timers and all this shit existed when your meemaw and granddaddy was
oh,
young,
God,
they
so
would have
they
been
didn't.
Setting that pussy out.
Can you imagine somebody built a time machine and like went back
for
in time with
snap.
An iPhone?
Hell
the world would
no.
be over. The butterfly effect would just fuck everything up.
No, that would just it would alter the course of
I want you to go up and say something to her just because I feel like there's just a small fraction of a chance that she's going to be like, well, they were for you, but since you're ungrateful, like...
I don't think like a 63-year-old lady is sitting a 20-some-year-old girl nude.
I mean, there's just a tiny chance. Mm-hmm. And I just really want that to be the case.
Brittany and
I'm
boyfriend
horrible.
Are probably right next to each other in her phone. And so she just typed B and just, I don't right. know. Old people don't really know what they're doing. Shit, young Poor people thing. Be fucking up all the time. So
I would, you should just
it
be
is
like,
awkward
look.
For you anyway. It may not be awkward for Miss Betty. She may be like, I mean, well, bitch.
Miss Betty is 60 smooth 3 years of age, and she's still out here sending you nudes. Girl.
Got these legs spread. What? Face down, ass up?
Shamed for what? At that age, there's nothing to be shamed of.
Listen, my body is what it is. I'm lucky to be this old. Shit. No shame at all. Old people don't be giving a fuck.
You should have complimented that shit the moment you got it. You should have been like, look, I know this probably was not for me, but...
I see.
That was a great way of catching a light, and
okay. I'm sure your old ass man like it.
Lots and lots of megapixels. So you know, great.
Excellent use of angle, sis.
Go talk to her. That would be really. If you accidentally sent her your nudes, you'd probably be embarrassed as well and want to like, you know, just get everything.
That's
sorted
just
out.
An uncomfortable conversation, but there's no way to make it more comfortable. Like, there's no way to be like, hey, girl, so I saw your pussy, like, in completely casual, like, no big deal kind of way. She's gonna feel awkward. You're gonna feel awkward, but at least just get it out there, clear the air,
just
so y'all
break
can move
the
on.
Ice
right.
with maybe a silly joke that's not super offensive, if you can think of one.
Or be
I
like,
can't.
I mean, listen, girl, I done fucked up before myself and sent the wrong thing to the wrong person.
Or send her some of your nudes so you're equal.
That is not exactly what I would advise you to do.
I mean,
but don't feel, I think the point is, don't feel too embarrassed to bring this up and say something, because it doesn't have to be that big.
And
of a deal.
You ain't gonna be embarrassed about. Shit.
Right, I mean, shit, it's not
you.
You
didn't send your 63-year-old puss to some random
okay.
coworker.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap up the questions for this week. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, this episode is being brought to you by the great folks over at Squarespace. If you're new to the show, Squarespace has been one of our great sponsors for a while, and they will help you build a beautiful website with very, very little trouble. We use Squarespace for our website, thisistheread.com. And the great thing about it is, if you're someone like myself who knows nothing about coding or very little, you can still have a website that looks professionally designed, regardless of what your skill is. They have very, very intuitive and easy to use tools right there at your fingertips. And it has state-of-the-art technology that's powering your site to ensure security and stability. So hating ass hackers, you don't have to worry about things like that. It's trusted by millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world. They've got really cute commercials on TV and stuff. It's everything. And it starts at $8 a month, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year.
That's true. You cannot beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. They also have 24/7 online support. So if it's 3 a.m. and you need some help with your website, just send them a quick note and they can take care of it as soon as possible. So what are you waiting for? You can start a free trial at Squarespace right now with no credit card required and start building your website today by going to squarespace.com and using offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com and offer code READ to get 10% off your very first purchase. We thank Squarespace for their support of The Read. Squarespace, build it beautiful. And now let's move on.
Hey guys, this episode is also being brought to you by Credit Karma. If you're grown, and I would hope you are if you listen to this show, then it is very, very important for you to know your credit score and to keep tabs on your credit in general. The great thing about Credit Karma is that there is no catch. It's absolutely free. They don't even ask you for your credit card number. And they give you really great details of your credit information, like how closing old credit cards could hurt your credit. They give you a history of things, if you're using too much of your credit limit, all of this information right there for the free. They even have a really cool app that Chris is going to tell you about in a second, so you don't even need to be by a computer to see your scores. I actually find myself sometimes checking my scores so that I can feel grown and, you know what's going on in my life and things of that nature, so that I could be like an adult for real.
Absolutely, because it's definitely the most important number in your life. life, not your age and not your IQ. Your credit score has a huge impact on your finances, what you might pay for credit card interest or home and auto loans, or if you can even get that home or auto loan in the first place. With Credit Karma, you can see your credit score right now, absolutely free. All you have to do is text READ to 89800 to download the free Credit Karma app and get started. You'll also get free tips and suggestions to help you manage your credit, free credit monitoring, and free alerts when your score changes. Kifiri and I have both used Credit Karma in the past, and it's super easy to use. You can see your credit card for free today, right now. No credit card required. So get your credit score today through Credit Karma by texting READ to 89800. Download the free app and see what may be the most important number in your life. Again, that's text READ to 89800. Download the Credit Karma app today and see your credit score right now, absolutely free. Now, let's finish the show.
All right, so it's time for the read.
It is. And I think I know what yours is.
You can piggyback off of mine if you want.
Well, I just kind of have like a little quick one because I want you to do yours. But I was listening to The Friend Zone last week. Shout out to Asante and Fran and Dustin.
Absolutely.
And they were having a really dope conversation about like personal finances and the whole Rush Car fiasco.
Yep.
And I just want to say really quickly, Russell Simmons... Like, Russell Simmons is one of those dudes that you've kind of always, like, respected just because of, like, the name that he has built for himself and this type of career that he's had.
Yeah.
But anybody who knows anything about financial literacy knows that the Rush card is a fucking piece of shit. Like, and...
I actually really still don't know what it does.
It's a prepaid card, basically, that takes the place of a checking account if you can't get one. Like, if your credit is bad or for whatever other reason you can't get... a checking account, it's kind of like a way for you to get your money electronically instead of having to wait for your check to be mailed and then going to the check cashing spot and carrying around cash. Like, that's what niggas used to have to do. And there's a ton of these cards out. Like, they're everywhere. A bunch of different banks and financial institutions have them. However, a couple of weeks ago, Rush Card, I guess, was supposed to be going through some sort of security update. And there was this giant glitch and people's money just vanished. And then their direct deposits weren't coming through. And so niggas just were left without money for however long. And some people still do not have their money. And it's been like a whole 2 weeks later. And so people are getting like, I saw on Twitter earlier yesterday, some girl is getting evicted because she was supposed to have, she had like a payment arrangement set up and she wasn't able to fulfill it. So now she's getting evicted. People are not able to pay their daycare bills. And so their kids can't get dropped off no more. Like, can't pay utilities, can't put gas in their car.
Jesus.
Because all of the money that they have in the world is tied up in this card that has had some sort of glitch to the point where niggas can't access none of their money. This would only happen to people, honestly, people of color, people who are poor. That's exactly who these cards were targeting. When you have a black card called the Rush card with Russell Simmons' name on it, and then you got a baby fat card with that fucking cat on it, and it's pink and comes in like glitter and smells like bubblegum and shit. Like, you are deliberately targeting a specific urban audience, and you are targeting people who cannot afford the bullshit that you are giving them. Like, it's not like, oh, here's a free or low cost alternative since you can't get a checking account. It's you can't get an account at a traditional bank, so we're gonna sit here and nickel and dime you all the way throughout this process. People who can afford to pay fees the least are the ones paying the most. People with good credit and a lot of money who have their money at traditional banks, they don't pay all these fucking fees. It ain't no monthly fee, it ain't no withdrawal fee, it ain't none of this bullshit. Ain't no fee to see your fucking balance and shit. Like, Rush Card charges you a fee to try to take money out of your account. Like, let's say your balance is $16.39 and you try to take $20 out. You're obviously not getting your $20 because you don't have it in your account, but you're also getting charged a fee for trying to take out money that you didn't have. Like,
so they're charging people to take out money you that's not there.
That they don't even have. Yes. Like, and it's just like, so all of these people who have been affected by this Rush Card decision, honestly, the people who can afford to have financial fuck ups the least are the ones going through this shit. And there are some people still 2 weeks later without access to their money. Do you know what kind of shit would go down if fucking Bank of America and Chase and TD and all these other giant national banks, if white people couldn't get their fucking money, if the rich couldn't access their money? Now, maybe you know, rich people don't need to go in their pockets every single day like poor people might have to. But anybody without 2 weeks access to money is going to be like, okay, so listen, something about this is just not okay. Like, niggas, you cannot get through life in America without having access to your money. It just makes everything impossible. How can you even get to work if you can't put if you don't have cash to put gas in your car?
Or like, buy a bus pass.
And so Russell Simmons had the nerve to get on Twitter like last week and be like, well, I just want everybody who going through the affected by the technical change at Rush Cards to know I'm praying for you. Sweetie, come pray on these goddamn bills. Fuck you mean. I don't need your fucking prayers, sir. Don't get on the internet talking about, oh, well, DM us and let us know what we can do. What you can do is turn your fucking system back on and give me my fucking money back. Like, this is not some shit that would happen to people who don't have to worry about this. Like, and it's just another way for other people to look down and judge others and be like, well, you shouldn't have had no Rush Card no damn way. And why are you even on that bullshit and all this? She's like, girl, niggas on Rush Card is not like, oh, they weighed all the options and decided Rush Card was what was best for them and their family. Like, this is the type of shit you get when you don't have no fucking options because you can't get an account nowhere the fuck else. So instead of judging people who are already poor and like can afford this kind of bullshit the least, maybe we ought to be more open-minded and big-hearted and say, let's look at the fucking people behind this who are putting these people in extremely fucked up positions. Like, let's look at the niggas in charge. Let's look at the people who are making millions off the poorest Americans and maybe blame them for this bullshit instead of the other way around, because apparently there are still people who can't get their shit. And Russell, girl, I don't know how you, this is just no. The answer is no. And he's like, well, I'm looking forward to all the inquiries and they're gonna see that we run a squeaky clean operation. I very much fucking doubt that. I really do. I very much doubt that a company that deliberately makes its money off of not taxing but like charging fees that nobody else would charge to the poorest people, like the people who make the least and can least afford this type of shit. Like, no, girl, that's not gonna be what happens. I just want Russell Simmons to know that, like, I'm extremely disappointed in the whole fallout, the whole rollout of this Rush Card thing. It just feels really predatory, you know? It feels like some shit you could only do to a certain segment of the population, because you would never get away with this with anybody else. Like, it would just never be. Chase can't say, oh, well, you know, 30% of our customers can't access their money for 2 weeks. That just would, can you even imagine? Hell fucking no. Like, heads would roll. It's not gonna happen to the richer among us. And that's why those of us who are in a position to be like, nah, this is fucked up, need to speak up and say that. So Russell, this is fucked up. You and your people need to get your shit together. You need to be paying restitution. You need to be paying, like, no, like, seriously, these people deserve all their money back and then some, because this is like, you are fucking with people's livelihoods. Like, this is not some, oh, well, we just couldn't, we had to skip our vacation and couldn't get on the yacht, or we had to fly, you know, commercial instead of private. Like, these are niggas who don't have lights. Like, I had to go send my kids to stay with my brother because we ain't got no fucking lights in the house. Like, nigga, come on, get your shit together. So,
all right.
That's my little read. I know you've got something to talk about. So
I mean, I don't really
just even gonna clear the way.
Feel like this is going to be too long or extra. I feel like this is one of those stories that just kind of loops right back around to shit that we have said a million times on this show. I'm trying to approach it from a different way.
Okay.
So Spring Valley High, that's the name of the school.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, there was an incident, I think a few days, maybe last week. I don't remember what it was. I tried to ignore it, honestly, for a while. I had heard about it, I think, maybe close to a week ago. And I just refused to watch this video, like, for days. Until one day, I just happened to be on Facebook, which I never do. And I didn't know that Facebook plays videos automatically. And, of course, it's the first thing up there. And so I saw it.
Of course it is.
But a young black student is at high, she's in her one of her classrooms in high school, and apparently she was using her phone, or the teacher was saying that she was disrupting the class and the other students, you know, their time to learn and this whole thing. So,
oh girl,
she okay. was asked to go to the principal's office, and I suppose she refused. And so they had an officer come into the classroom. This officer's name is Ben Fields. And
Jesus.
I guess after trying to get her to get up and receiving attitude, which to the white brain, especially with the badge on it, is like, how dare you, you monkey? Like,
oh God.
How fucking dare you have an attitude with me, you teenage girl?
Mm-hmm.
teenage girls that have attitudes. They like just, every one of them.
You mean like every single teenager? Like
all the teenagers in the world.
You shouldn't even work in a high school if you have a problem with people who have attitudes. They all have attitudes.
So I guess after getting reasonably, well, I'm sorry, after getting unreasonably frustrated, he decided to grab this girl, flip her over with the desk, drag her across the room, and pull her arms behind her damn neck and try to cuff her and that sort of thing. The video was being recorded, I suppose, by another student in the classroom. And it, you know, spread like wildfire across social media, pissed everybody the fuck off good and great reason. And he has since, this officer has since lost his job. The sheriff of Richfield or wherever the fuck Podunk ass town. I don't remember the name of the set, the place, wherever they're from. Richfield County or whatever the fuck that shit is. He came forward and said, you know, it was not an easy thing to do, but he didn't conduct himself the way that we would want the police team to be represented or whatever. Oh, but the point is they fired her and that was that. So really, this read is for people like Raven Simone and Don Lemon who had to get her ass cussed out.
I can't watch the video, like, I can't. Like, people have been talking about it for a couple of days now, and I just cannot.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to watch it either, but
I just can't.
It's just some more of the same shit, and it's white people, mm-hmm. police officers, people with these badges that are treated like they're above the law, and getting an attitude and feeling like they can just treat people however they want to. Like, you're body slamming somebody's baby, like someone's child, a teenager. You would have never done that if it was a little white girl. And if someone had done that to your daughter, you'd be ready to go to the school and set the whole entire faculty on fire.
Right.
So it's ridiculous, but you know, at the same time, he's lost his job. This is also an officer who has, I think, had like two lawsuits out against him previously for like similar excessive force complaints and things like that.
That's the same thing I heard.
So, you know, that's that. I think maybe the family might be suing. I'm not really sure. But what I do know is I did see the video. And it was enough for me to know that it was bullshit. But you do have people like Raven. And you do have people like Don Lemon. You do have a whole bunch of other nameless niggas on Twitter who mm-hmm. feel like, you know, there is some excuse for it. Like Raven saying, oh, well, she shouldn't have been on her phone. Don Lemon's dumb eggshell head ass got cussed out. Talking about, oh, well, you don't know, you don't have enough information, you don't know what. The girl's not sitting there building a firearm or an explosive.
Right.
She's not poking like a voodoo doll of your mother in the face with a needle. She's literally sitting there with a bad attitude. If that is how you deal with students in high school today having a bad attitude, my God, I'm glad that you did not come out to my motherfucking high school when I was there. Because mm-hmm. you would have just had to kill all of our asses and bury us underneath the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. It's high school. Right. Kids are bad. They have attitudes. And instead of you trying to figure out why this young girl has an attitude, you know what the fuck's going on at home. You don't know what's going on in the school. You don't know what's going on in her mind or in her, you know, emotional being for her to have an attitude. But you decide that you just don't like the fact that she got an attitude with you in class. And so she's being disruptive. And let's just, you know, treat her like a fucking Raggedy Ann doll. So this grown ass man walking into this classroom and flipping over a student and dragging her across the ground, that's not disrupting class?
See. Because she was defiant? Because she wouldn't? Because
she had an attitude?
Okay. All right. Okay. So this is what y'all do. Y'all snatch teenagers up out their seats. Okay.
For me, again, I just want to say, like, I feel like it's something wrong with you niggas. Like, I feel like people like Raven, people like Don Lemon, people on the internet, white, black, in between, I don't give a fuck, who can see something like this that is very, very clearly wrong, very, very clearly unnecessary and excessive, mm-hmm. and try and make excuses out of it, talk to somebody. That's all I'm saying. I feel like Raven Simone is ill. I feel like Don Lemon hates herself. And I feel like, you know, there is lots and lots and lots of help out here. I'm going to therapy. You know, like, there sometimes you just have to have somebody to talk to, because I don't even understand what the point is in bringing up all of this bullshit and trying to, like,
why don't we have somebody come? Ooh. Why don't we have an officer come onto the set of The View or CNN or wherever and flip your motherfucking ass over and drag you around the goddamn room?
Yes.
And then see how you react to people saying, oh, well, we don't have the full story. What?
Or it could not matter because the fact is that it just would have never happened to a white girl. And this girl was disrespected and violated because she was black and defiant and had an attitude problem. Like, that's clear. That would have never, a black police officer would never have been allowed to snatch up no white girl and toss him around like people keep saying happened in this video. It would have never fucking happened. Girl, bye.
Listen, having an attitude is not a crime. Having an attitude is not, it goes right back to like Sandra Bland. You just mad because I'm talking back or I'm being defiant or I'm not handling things the way that you want me to handle it because why, you have a badge and so you're God? No, no, no.
And I saw on Facebook,
black people can have a fucking attitude all they want to. And given the history that we have in this motherfucker, we have every right to be. And like I have been saying, you motherfuckers are just waiting for the day that we all band together with pitchforks and torches and shit and set all your houses on fire. Mm-hmm. And we're not. All we're trying to do is be respected and live. And that is the motherfucking end of it. But you see a black face, whether it is male, female, young, old, disabled, no, it doesn't even fucking matter. It's just, how dare you have an attitude with me, you young nigger. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat your ass.
And I saw something on Facebook about the girl's mother and grandmother died earlier this year. So I'm not really surprised. And she's in foster care now, I guess. So if anybody has an attitude and maybe doesn't want to talk or is just kind of sitting at her phone and is unresponsive, it's probably a girl who lost her mother and her grandmother. Like, but instead of caring about her as a person, all you were worried about is the fact that somebody, this little girl, wasn't doing what you wanted her to do. So you decided to just snatch her ass up.
Like, I'll never forget the time I was in like maybe my junior year and I was taking chemistry. I'll never forget this bitch. Her name was Miss Lima. She was the chemistry teacher. And chemistry was harder for me than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to her one day after a class and saying, is there anything like extra work or tutoring or something that I can do in this class because I'm having trouble? And her response to me was, I can't help you. I have a life.
Wow.
Never gonna forget that. Ever. And after that, every time I went to her class, I went in, I sat at my desk, I put my fucking head down, and I didn't do shit. I didn't do anything in that bitch class for the rest of the goddamn
what
year.
What kind of shit is and that to say to a student?
And then she would be like, why do you always come in here? You don't ever do any work. And I was like, I said, it's because I have trouble with this work, and I've expressed to you that I have trouble with this work, and you have expressed to me that you don't give a fuck. So if you don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck either, because you can do all this chemistry shit or whatever the fuck it is that you want to. Mm-hmm. But you're not gonna play me in here, and you're not gonna get me to be like your whole ass slave and fail these fucking exams. I'm not gonna do it then.
Right.
And so she would go, oh, well, then you need to go to the principal's office. Bye, all. Don't even worry about
sure.
it. If I can leave, if that means that I can get the fuck up out of this class, then fine. And even in general, for kids that are doing the best that they can in school, high school is just a rough experience for young people. It just is. And so for this girl to have an attitude and your first thing is, well, let me call the cops so they can come in here and throw her ass around the room.
Well, he probably works at the school. We had police officers in my high school.
Yeah, no, I think that he did. But you're having this guy come in here and treat her like she's a rag doll or whatever because you don't like the way that she has an attitude, bitch, then you need to get another fucking job. You need to stop teaching. You need to stop being a police officer on school mm-hmm. campuses because clearly you are not mentally or physically prepared to handle this type of environment, because as long as the earth spins on its motherfucking axis and schools exist, kids gonna have an attitude in the motherfuckers. So get over it or go find something the fuck else do. And people like Raven and everybody else who got a problem with that shit, like, honestly, The View, I just wish The View would shoot itself. Like, I wish that The View could come to life as like a television program and then just commit suicide. It's a horrible show. It's not fun. It's not like, you have outlived, you know, your era. Go. I'm tired of hearing fucking Raven and her devil's advocate ass opinions. I'm tired of Don Lemon's old lemon face ass goddamn bell pepper flapper mouth ass bastard. Like, I'm so tired of him always just trying to play the other side because of what? Whoa. Girl, and aren't you gay? Like, sweetheart,
I'm tired,
shut up. Like, I honestly, and I know, God, that this is really complicating my, you know, the end of my story, but if she gets hit by a bus tomorrow, so be it. Like, I hate him. Damn. With a passion, and I'm just so tired of always pulling the bullshit. You don't have to be a part of the fight. You don't have to understand the fight. But bitch, they look at your motherfucking ass just the same way they look at her, just the same way they look at Sandra, just the same way they look at Trayvon, just the same way they look at Mike Brown, just the same way they look at all of these people who have been beaten or killed or hurt or disadvantaged, yeah, or thrown in jail for no fucking reason. They look at your ass the same way. It don't matter how much money you have, it don't matter what kind of tie you buy or what kind of dress shoes you got on, bitch. They look at you like a nigger too. So get out your motherfucking bullshit. Nobody is ever going to accept you as a white person. So if you don't want to fight, if you don't want to be a part of the movement, if you can't handle that, then shut your motherfucking monkey ass up. I would also like to address Justin Bieber very quickly. Someone tagged me in this on Twitter. I don't know why you would do this to me, but here we go. He apparently has a new song out called Sorry, and there's a dance video.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
There is a dance video associated with it, and it's just literally a whole bunch of white girls dancing to the song. The song has like these reggae undertones, which I feel like he did already with the other single, but these girls are clearly doing what Drake did with Hotline Bling and having like, they're turning it into this like reggae dance hall dance thing. They're doing all of these fucking Jamaican ass dance moves, yet I did not see one brown girl on this set. And again, this is what we call appropriation of a culture. Now, there's nothing wrong with liking dancehall music. There's nothing wrong with liking reggae music. There's nothing wrong with liking black people or liking West Indian people or whatever. I get it. We're awesome. Fine. But at the same time, if you're going to do something like that, at least have the respect. Homeboy, Drake had, what's her name? Tanisha Scott? That choreographer?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, in the video.
In the video, dancing with right her. Like, there, she was, yes, like, the lead.
And she looked amazing. Like,
I mean, when
so,
doesn't she?
God, was
but
so good.
You have all of these little white girls looking like they just hopped out of a Trapper Keeper or some Gem in the Holograms ass bullshit, dancing like they're in a Sean Paul video. As a wise woman once said, "The drink y'all on the blood clot more. You're not Jamaican, go sit down." That's all I have to say about that.
That's just like Taylor Swift in that damn Wildest Dreams video that was
fuck
set in
off.
Africa with no African.
With not
no
one African?
No, just not one black African in the whole fucking video, girl.
Not one.
I mean, bitch, you just, so it's in Africa and there are no black people. That's interesting.
Also, New York, so apparently you can eat with your dog now.
What? What?
So New York, like, I think oh, the no. governor of New York made this, like, they passed some new law where you're allowed to eat out on like the outside patio
oh,
in
no.
New York with
oh,
your
my
dog.
God. No, it's on Gothamist. Are you serious?
So you mean to tell me
gross.
That I'm still paying $116 a month for a MetroCard
oh.
so that I can ride around in a tube of the clap, but you are less worried about that and more worried about Madison and Ashley and Holly being able to eat with their goddamn Pomeranians
oh, no.
and shit. That's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I am always inside a restaurant. I'm not going to, like, what the, what? Feed the damn dog
wow.
at the house. Why she got to have truffle fries too, bitch? What? This is what you're worried about, New York? This is what you're worried about?
White people's dogs have to go everywhere with them. It's like they cannot be separated from their fucking dogs. Like, they feel like their dogs have
I'm
to be.
I'm sorry, can I get a Pellegrino? No, Spike is just really, she's parched. Fuck that.
Girl, good
You
night.
Need to be concerning yourself with this police force, this gentrification, and this expensive ass
come
transit
on, come
system.
On, come on.
Not having Dalmatians and fucking, and I love dogs.
Oh,
anybody
absolutely.
That knows me knows that I adore dogs.
Love them.
But you know where that nigga's gonna be eating? At the motherfucking house, unless I bring a snack for that motherfucker to nibble on at the dog park. I'm not taking him to Agave. I'm not taking him to fucking Vapiano.
Why do
so
you even
want
to take your dog to a restaurant so you can keep track? Ain't no high seat for that nigga. Like, what you gonna do? Shit, hold the dog the whole time? Are you fucking joking? Just on your lap.
Worried about the wrong things.
Can you imagine somebody's dog getting a loose and like jumping up on the table and eating your food or licking you in the mouth or some other crazy nasty white people slash dog shit?
Oh, but
girl.
They do that. I saw one one picture on an article about this, and it was literally a woman sitting outside with her dog, holding her dog up to her shoulder while the dog is eating spaghetti that she's also eating, like on some Lady and the Tramp shit.
No, they're eating at the same plate.
I swear to God, the same fork full of spaghetti.
Oh, bitch. Oh, that is disgusting.
Eating food together. They are dogs. They're animals. And speaking of which, PETA, get over yourself. Let's just move. PETA needs to stop ambushing people and trying to fucking... You know what? I'll save that one for another time. I done three. But...
My trainer brings his dog to the gym, and the other day, he was just, like, straight kissing that nigga in the mouth. Like, the dog is just, like, licking him on his lips, and he's, like, kissing him, like encouraging this action. Like, it's one of them things you hear all your life, white people let their dogs kiss them in the mouth, but then you see it and you're just like,
I have never seen a black person ever
like, if a dog accidentally lick you on the lips, black people are like, ah,
right,
get on some more.
I will see plenty of niggas who will hold their dog up close to their face, but the moment he look like he's about to do it, now you gotta go back on the ground, because I'm not doing this shit.
I wanted to snuggle with your ass, but you wanted to lick me in the face, and I just cannot. We don't let dogs put their tongues in our mouths.
They vomit and then eat it back.
Them niggas lick their own shit. Like, we'll just sit there happily sniffing and, like, tasting their own feces. And you letting them,
all
right.
They go outside and eat cigarettes off the ground and all kinds of shit. And you just ready to make out with Bandit.
And they don't give a fuck either. Like, they'll run up to anybody and put their mouth on anybody, anything. And you just gonna turn around and let them lick. All right. And y'all wonder why y'all.
And it's not even that they love you and they just want to kiss you. It's probably that they can still smell the pizza on your breath, and they're hoping that there's some still in there.
I mean, and even if they do love you, draw a line. Like, there's a line, girl.
Absolutely. That's why I pet you. We don't need to do anything more than that.
Ugh. But anyway, that's y'all's business.
I'm done.
All right. So that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Hope y'all enjoyed, like, the three or four reads we had for y'all today.
I mean, when you...
No, things, you're fine. Whatever. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read, and check out our website, thisistheread.com, for links to every episode and upcoming show dates and such as and so forth. I know a lot of you have been asking us about merch. I found, like, a box of The Read hoodies that I guess I forgot to sell, so maybe I'll pull those out somewhere and put them on the website soon. But we should be having new merch. We should do merch sometime soon. We'll figure that out. So, do you have any announcements?
Yes, I have a couple of things, some shout outs and things of that nature. Okay. First of all, Trilloween starts tomorrow right here in New York City. I think there are still tickets available at trilloween.com, trilloween.com. Go on there. I would love to see you all out there. This is the third one, and it's always a great time. DC, we're going to be in your town on the 31st, Saturday, for a Trilloween party there, which I promised. I'm really excited about it. Jack Daniels is going to be there passing out liquor and stuff. So shout out to DC. Great for y'all. I can't wait. I'm really excited for my costume. And really excited to see your costumes as well. Shout out to Dormtainment. They have a show here at the Gramercy Theater on November 12th. You can go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets to that. Really excited to see them perform live on stage. Also want to shout out my cuz, Mike Brown. He has a new web series out called Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Yeah.
It is so funny, and I'm very, very proud and inspired by that whole thing. And also Reagan Gomez, who we've interviewed on the show before.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
She is, I think, like on episode 4 of her web series, Surviving, which is like a supernatural, like zombie style thing.
The one she was talking about. Like, she was talking about funding for it, and now it's like a thing.
Here we go.
Go, Reagan.
So,
darkness.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Don't forget to check out our dope sponsor, Nature Box. We know you're going to be tempted to snack, and Nature Box says give into that temptation in a smart way that makes you feel great by going to naturebox.com/the read for your very first box of Beyond Tasty hand-picked snacks sent direct to your doorstop. That's naturebox.com/the read for your very first box sent straight to you from Nature Box. So I just want to say real quick, shout out to two guys and a girl for awarding me with the Nigga Vanguard Award.
I'm sorry.
They had like their coon awards on their last episode, and they gave me the Nigga Vanguard Award for always going off on white people. So thank you very much. I very humbly and graciously accept.
That's a statement.
Also, shout out to my employer, Apple Music. I am now broadcasting live on Beats One every Monday and Thursday at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern. You can find that via Apple Music. You just open Apple Music and that tab that says radio right there in the center. You just go there and then click listen now, and it's right there on the main page. So shout out to all of you who have been like, we don't know what time you're going on air. So now it's official. I'm on air twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. You can tune in at those times to hear me talk about music and play songs and all that. So shout out to Apple. And I think that's it for me. Do you have an acronym this week or not?
So
also, I don't have a costume for your party, so I may not go because I don't know what I'm gonna wear.
Why don't you be a stud? All
right, this is disrespectful.
What
am I gonna do? What, do I take my titties down? I wouldn't look right as a stud. I would look. I'm giving up women in 2016. I'm serious about that too.
I'm giving up.
I'm gonna date a boy for the first time since like 95. So.
I don't know why.
Because it looks fun. Me and Shariel are gonna switch.
Everything is not what it seems.
Shariel is gonna date girls, and I'm
love
gonna
that.
Date yes, and I'm gonna date boys, and
I
we're
hate
gonna
that.
See. Okay, all right. Everybody says don't do it, which is amazing. Like straight and gay alike. Everybody's like, girl, for what?
You were blessed to be attracted to women. I don't even.
But
know
I'm not
why you
not attracted
that.
To men. It's just kind of like I kind of have like a very. General sense of attractiveness that covers some men and some women, but it's mostly women. But anyway, it just we're gonna try it, see how it goes. How bad could it be?
WBB.
Where Beyonce being?
Work Betty's breasts.
God damn it! All right, we will see y'all next week.